Well, good evening. Well, far as I know, this will be our final class for this semester for catching the waves of revival. So you have some homework. Oh, that didn't sit too well, huh? Your final exam will cover chapter number 17 and 18. I will send you some information regarding chapter number 17, which is Times of the Reformer. I think Apostle highlighted some things about Reformation. So I want to spend the rest of this session talking about the final stage, the seventh stage of revival, which is Times of the Revivalist. So if you turn to chapter 18, follow along. Amen. Okay, let's go, sir.
The book of Acts.
The book of Acts.
Is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
Is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
Through certain apostles.
Notice that. Through certain apostles.
These men were the greatest product.
These men were the greatest product.
Of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
The miracles of healing.
The miracles of healing.
Signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
And supernatural abilities.
And supernatural abilities.
Were all overshadowed by the fact.
Were all overshadowed by the fact.
That these ordinary men.
That these ordinary men.
Were manifesting God in a human body.
They were manifesting God in a human body. Stop. Do you understand what just happened? You just heard about that in the previous class. That is true apostolic ministry. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. If the word could be made flesh one time, the word can be made flesh again. The purpose of the apostolic church is to move us into the dimension of becoming Christ. Galatians 4:19 say, my little children of whom I travail in what? In prayer. Until what? Christ be formed in you. That's the whole purpose of the apostolic. This is not churchianity. The whole purpose of the apostolic church is to manifest Christ in the earth realm. So that when people see us, they can say, I see Christ. The church is not really touching these subjects. Are you listening? The apostles gave witness, according to Acts 4:33, to the resurrection that Jesus is alive. He's alive. That's why we cannot get caught up on things that you think you see when you have the power to change it. And a part of that power is already in you. And you got to be able to declare things before people can see it. Reads, sir.
The greatest product of these end times revivals
is going to be the manifestation
of these men
full of the Holy Spirit
and of faith.
Now watch this. Here's what you need to know. The Bible says in the book of Colossians again, for in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. What does that mean? Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, a man with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. How was God present with Jesus? He was present with Jesus in the form of God, the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit took up residence within him, in him dwelled the fullness of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all in one man. and the church don't even understand who they are. For in the church dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's why he gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, because they are supposed to be causing Christ to be formed in us. Till we all come into the unity of the faith, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ. That is what the revivalist was sent to do. And I submit unto you that the end time revivalists are apostles. Shundai. Read, sir.
There's no revival without a revivalist.
There's no revival without a revivalist.
No revival can gather momentum.
No revival can gather momentum
without a revivalist.
Without a revivalist.
A revivalist.
A revivalist.
Is not just carried by revival wave.
Is not carried by revival wave.
He creates revival waves.
Say it again.
A revivalist.
A revivalist.
Is not just carried by revival wave.
A revivalist is not just carried by a revival wave.
He creates revival wave.
He creates revival. Can I put it another way? Huh? The church is too much on the defensive. What the word about the devil? What the devil don't have that kind of power? Why are you talking about it? Jesus said, upon this rock. What was the rock? The rock of revelation. Write it down, R-O-C-K, write it vertically. You should have learned that by now. Rock, the rock of revelation is the rock of Christ's kingdom. That's the only rock you need to know about. You have to have a revelation of who he is so you can know who you are, so you can do the works of Christ. That's what the church is supposed to be doing. Prevailing. You listening to that? Satan can't stop us. Every time you hear the term church, you got to get this paradigm out of your head. I'm not talking about the building you're in. That's kindergarten. The word church comes from a Greek word, ecclesia. Ek means to call out. We've been called out, summoned in to manifest from within that so people can see without. Without us giving power or credence to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we just become another social club. Read, sir.
A revivalist. Carries an apostolic mantle.
Carries an apostolic mantle.
That helps him organize.
That helps him to organize.
Consolidate.
To consolidate.
And establish the believers.
And establish the believers.
In what God is prophetically fulfilling today.
And what God is prophetically fulfilling today. Stop. Now listen to me. Apostle Thompson wrote many times in school, and as we've traveled with him, brought forth a prophecy that was given to him by, I believe it was Mr. and Mrs. McRae. Are you listening? And in that, they told him his whole ministry that he would be able to consolidate, because God was about to elevate and promote him quickly, and that he would be traveling out to do God's work to the larger body. Money cometh, money thou art loose. But at the same time, you'll still be able to carry out your mission at home. Don't read a book and not realize that the book is still being written. The Acts of the Apostles have not ended. They're still going on. Read, sir.
Understanding the times of revivalists.
Understanding the times of the revivalists.
The times of the revivalists.
The times of the revivalists.
The times when a special mantle.
Is the times when a special mantle.
Of God's anointing.
Of God's anointing.
Will rest upon the prophetic church.
Will rest upon the prophetic church.
This mantle is called the mantle of Samuel's anointing.
This mantle is called the mantle of Samuel's anointing. Everything that God does, he gives you a preview. The Old Testament was a preview and a shadow of things to come. Read.
The prophetic anointing was brought into a new level of expression. Function and maturity.
Before
the days of Samuel.
The prophetic anointing
was a patriarch.
Type of anointing.
Which could only be transferred through natural sonship.
Or lineage. Now, that's why you hear statements in the Bible made, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's talking about a natural lineage. Are you listening? Read the text, sir.
Moses touched a greater measure of the prophetic anointing.
God took some of Moses' spirit
and put it upon 70 men.
God took some of Moses' spirit and put it upon a young man.
Joshua.
By the name of Joshua.
Who became a capable substitute
for Moses. All right, here's the deal. I wish people pay attention in class. Every time you hear seed, people think money. But what God was trying to show you with a seed is, if you can understand the way a seed functions in the earth realm, you can understand how I function. Because everything I wanted to do, I did by seed. That's why Christ is a seed. And you can't help but come out. Because I planted him. And I put the instructions on what would manifest after he was sown. You don't plant a Christ seed and get a devil manifestation. You see, y'all are on this. No. See, you too busy tripping about what you think people are doing. Instead of functioning and understanding the purpose and the power of a sown seed. Maturity must come to the church because the seed was already sown. Maturity is becoming Christ. You were Christ when you came into the body, but now you got to be trained apostolically to function as Christ. The travailing in prayer until Christ be formed, the birth in you, has nothing to do with your spirit. It has to do with your soul. For the enemy spends overtime trying to show you you're not Christ. So you're struggling trying to be who God already said you are. Rita.
Samuel's ministry marked the beginning of a new era.
Of prophetic release.
And corporate leadership. Samuel's anointing. Samuel's threefold anointing. Samuel was a what?
Prophet. A prophet.
God's divine oracles were continually given to Israel. Unlike the days of Eli, his father. Samuel was a priest.
Now, when I say his father, I'm talking about his spiritual trainer. That's why when God would speak to Samuel as a little boy, he would run into the room and say, Eli, my father, did you call me? God had to use the voice of a natural man to train him to hear his voice. The most important thing to us as children of God, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Because the most important thing in the world is voice. That's why I tell people I'm voice activated. Don't matter what you say to me. It's what's on your voice that registered with me. All this email and all this stuff, y'all acting like all God Ben did that. The first email came to the Bible. And y'all still tripping about email. All this communication, like technology cannot exceed God. Amen. He's the author of all of it. Amen. And it should be used to advance his kingdom. Yes, sir. Not tripping about what Satan is using it for. Read.
Samuel was a priest.
Samuel was not only a prophet that heard the oracles of God and spoke it to the people, but he was also a priest. He offered up sacrifices. Go ahead, read.
As a priest. Samuel ministered in the house of the Lord.
He ministered in the house of the Lord.
At Shiloh. Samuel was also a king. Judge.
As a judge.
He ruled in both the natural and the spirit worlds.
He kept the people under God's rule and spiritual subjection.
Samuel's anointing can be imparted unto an individual.
During his lifetime.
Samuel anointed two men to be king over Israel.
One was Saul.
And the other was King David.
Saul was anointed with a flask of oil. Now pay attention. Are you listening? A flask of oil, because he was the people's choice. If you study the Bible, God never wanted his people to have a king because he was their king, which leads me to get rid of your false teaching and theology. Talking about God never give people what they don't want. That's a lie. They beg God for a king. God say, no, I'm your king. They say, oh, no, we want a king like all other folk. Samuel started crying. God said, what you crying for? They ain't rejecting you. They rejecting me. Go take a flask of oil and anoint them a king. He going to take their wives and their children and enslave them. Because that king came after the flesh. Read.
There's an anointing that does not cost our lives.
There is an anointing that does not cost you your life. See, if you want to really enjoy this life, you got to die. You can't experience resurrection life without dying.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Daily.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Read.
David was anointed with a horn of oil,
which means an animal had to be sacrificed, which means blood had to be shed. Are you listening? Which means somebody's life had to be given. Rita.
This anointing oil poured out of the horn.
Is symbolic or symbolism that it will cost you your whole life.
Like it cost that animal from which the horn was taken.
Yes. It cost Jesus his life.
Yes.
And if he laid down his life,
yes,
for me to have life,
yes,
then I must lay down my life for others to have life.
Yes,
I don't mean go hang on the tree, baby.
Yes.
I'm talking about ruling and reigning with him.
Yes,
go ahead, sir.
Saul was men's choice. But David was God's choice. Saul represents the flesh.
Saul represented the flesh.
But David of the spirit.
But David represented the spirit.
Though both men were anointed by Samuel.
Though both of those men were anointed by Samuel.
Yet only David went on into the fullness of Samuel's anointing.
Yet only King David went on into the fullness of Samuel's anointing. Stop. David became prophet, priest, and king. That's the fullness. We are supposed to carry the full spiritual DNA of the Christ himself. And without apostolic government, and without the times of the revivalists, that will never happen. Read, sir.
Samuel's anointing could be placed upon a group of men.
Can be placed upon a group of men.
Samuel's mantle of anointing was placed upon an entire group of men. And each one of them prophesied.
See, when you come in contact with the apostolic, if you understand the way it functions, if you know how to connect properly, then what's upon that leader can impact your life. I'm about to make a statement, though. You're too busy looking at things one way. The purpose of apostolic succession is so that each generation would become exponentially more powerful than a generation before. So Apostle Thompson, because every seed reproduces after its own kind. So who you are connected to is a prophecy of where you are headed if you connect properly and follow instructions. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, because the instructions are in the sown seed. If God can find a man like Apostle Thompson, who laid down his life, then God would join other men to him so he can take his life and put it in them. That's the principle of spiritual fathering, which happens under the times of the revivalists. It is unheard of in this generation to find 12 men from across the country who pastors their own ministries, but to surround a deliverer so that others can be delivered. But they have to be willing to pay the price. Go ahead, sir.
The mantle of prophecy came upon everyone. Who came near Samuel's anointing. His anointing covered David from the murderous spirit.
Spirit that was upon King Saul.
And his men. Provided divine protection for David. The mantle of Samuel's anointing. Subdued the power of a murderous spirit in Saul. The mantle of Samuel's anointing. Exposed the power of satanic activity in Saul.
The mantle of Samuel's anointing.
Quickened the gifts inside Saul. And the mantle of Samuel's anointing.
Enlarged his spirit to contain more of God. Now you got that's King David. That wasn't Saul. Saul got cut off. David got it. Go ahead, read. The fullness of the anointing is to do what? To remove burdens and to destroy the yokes. That's what the anointing is for. It's not to show off. The anointing does stuff. Are you listening? When a man is really anointed, you know it. They might fumble and stumble around for a little while. Mm-hmm. But if you have any spiritual sense, you can see when it kick in. I'm not talking about emotionalism. I'm talking about you. You got a spirit. You can feel stuff popping on the inside of you. There's an excitement, a joy, a refreshing, all that come. You come up here feeling bad and all of a sudden, boom, you're going to another level. Go ahead, sir.
Samuel's anointing could cover a geographical area.
Samuel's anointing can cover a geographical area or territory. Apostles are over regions and jurisdictions. That's why you have to know how to function from one jurisdiction to another. Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles. Peter was the apostle to the Jews, but they both were apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when Paul saw that Peter did not walk uprightly according to the gospel, he confronted him. Apostles deal with apostles. You are not qualified to be walking up telling an apostle nothing. Shut your tail up, keep your dumb revelation, and get ready for apostolic government. That's why a lot of people won't be around me. My little brother tell you, I preach like this all the time. I don't need no intercessor come telling me what the Lord told you that for you. Did he tell you clean your house and take care of your husband and your children? Because he sure ain't going to be telling you to tell me what to do with this church. If that's the case, he should have put your tail up here. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I took away the head deacon and the intercessor. Go ahead.
Samuel's anointing was a governing force.
Samuel's anointing was a governing force. Y'all see how apostles run things around here? Y'all don't see people getting out of line, do you? Well, you don't see that where I'm at either. You want to know why? I've been doing this from the beginning. Because I understand that if I'm submitted to authority, I can walk in authority. You cannot have authority if you refuse to be submitted to authority. You become a renegade. And we're looking for reformers. Go ahead.
Samuel's anointing was a governing force.
Samuel's anointing was a governing force.
Over the spiritual climate of Israel.
Over the spiritual climate of Israel.
He did the spiritual policing in the heavens.
He did the spiritual policing in the heavenlies. That's why you got to have apostles and prophets. They are governing gifts. All the other four must connect to him. Amen. But the foundation is apostles and prophets. Amen. He did say apostles and prophets. Yes. So God evidently intend for them to function in such a way that the other three connect. But if they're squabbling over who have the highest rank, yeah, because that would get men in trouble. Nobody want to submit. Jesus taught the apostles the greatest lesson. The church need to hear it. Not self-exaltation. The greatest among you, 12, is the one who's willing to serve the other. Because all of y'all are apostles. Y'all. thank you for your enthusiasm. But you have the for me spirit. Like the Me Too movement. You have the for me movement. Okay. Read, sir.
As he prayed, the heavens opened. And God intervened in the lives of his people.
What a great thing for a man of God to be able to do. Yes, see, when you really connected, you don't worry about stuff that come against you. Because if you know if you connected, not only do he got it, you got it. Amen. So you have a rest and a peace that you can't explain to people. They too busy looking. Come on.
Samuel's anointing was also a governing force.
Samuel's anointing was also a governing force.
Over the natural realm of Israel.
Over the natural realm of Israel.
He dealt with every foreign and false god.
He dealt with every foreign and every false god. In other words, anything that was going to impact Israel from a spiritual level perspective, he dealt with it. That's what apostles and prophets do. Police the church. To keep the spiritual climate conducive to the work of the Holy Spirit so the lives of the people can be changed. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sir.
Men of kindred souls.
Men of kindred souls.
The time of the revivalist.
The time of the revivalist.
Is the time where men of kindred spirits.
Is the time of where men of kindred spirits.
Are drawn together to carry on God's end time vision.
Are drawn together to carry on God's end time vision. Some of y'all don't know this, but I'm just fulfilling what God spoke to me. In 95, I was a young man, started out in ministry in 93, first church service, April 18, 1993, in the living room of my own home. Thank you for your enthusiasm. 2 years later, I'm sitting in an apostles and prophets conference, and a young prophet asked me to bring him some ties, neckties that they were selling at the meeting. I didn't say they should have been, but that's what they were doing. But I wasn't in all that. I just did what the prophet asked me. I put the ties in his lap and we took a chair and sat down. We got downstairs and he started to preach. After he ministered, he began to prophesy when he said these words. When I asked you to bring me those ties, the word of the Lord came unto me for you, saying. And then he went on to tell me about me being joined to appoint ministry that will have other men that's joined to it, that we would travel from one side of this country to another. I would leave out of my church on a Thursday, be back in for Saturday. Your ministry would be a ministry of faith and power. Don't want something and don't have to go through. You got to go through something to get it. Y'all like prophecy with no. See, the word going to bring you through whatever situation you got to go to. So don't be tripping about what you got to go through, because you're going through it to get to it. Jesus had to go through death to conquer it. You can't punk out and say, oh, Lord, I'm just trying to show you how apostolic ministry work. There are some powerful men connected to Apostle Thompson. And he's putting himself in them. And that's going to create even more power. Because the last I checked, one can chase 1,000. Two can put 10. Are you listening? One person have the power of 10 to the third power. Two goes 10 to the fourth power. Uh-huh. Do your math. I ain't going to train you the rest of it. Go ahead, sir. It's time to end. Well, y'all need to read chapter 17 and 18. Going to be on there. I'm going to send y'all the notes. You told me 40 minutes. That was 40 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. Jesus Christ. Have mercy. That felt like 5 minutes and 10 seconds.